Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Government shutdown continues. We have the story.
Trump administration reports drug boat strikes in the Pacific. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. Sedgwick County commissioners have approved their 2026 state legislative platform. We'll tell you what's in it coming up.
Woman pleads guilty in the death of a Wichita teen. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Over 3 weeks into the nation's federal shutdown, lawmakers are still deadlocked in the Senate, pointing blame across party lines. Fox's Jad Pergram has the latest from Capitol Hill.
Shutdown fatigue gripping Capitol Hill. Lawmakers seeking daylight. House Natural Resources Committee Chairman Bruce Westerman is worried about national parks.
Without regular staffing, litter will pile up and park ecosystems will be affected.
Both parties fret about who voters blame for the shutdown. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt seized on that, writing that Democrats are, quote, admitting they're inflicting pain, asking, what is wrong with them? Both parties convinced they're prevailing in the shutdown. The Senate holds a test vote Thursday related to a bill to pay essential federal workers on the job without a paycheck. Democrats are skeptical.
The Senate failed for the 12th time on the 22nd day of the federal shutdown to pass federal funding legislation.
War Secretary Pete Hegseth announcing yesterday at least five people were killed after two more military strikes on alleged drug boats in the Pacific Ocean. Speaking before his trip to Israel, Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the strikes were carefully planned.
From the moment these things were put together, the moment they were coordinated, we know where they're headed, we know what their drop-off points are, we know what organizations they're involved in. These things are tracked very carefully.
Critics, though, argue that the military strikes are unlawful without congressional authorization, and the president of Colombia, Gustavo Petro, called the strikes murder.
A man died after an industrial accident near downtown Wichita Wednesday morning at a metal finishing shop in the 700 block of East Murdoch. First responders found a 50-year-old man with injuries to his upper body. Police say the man was operating a hydraulic press when a piece of metal separated and injured him. He died at a hospital a short time later. His name has not been released.
At yesterday's Sedgwick County Commission meeting, the board approving the county's legislative platform for the upcoming session next year.
It includes four priorities, notably the county treasurer's office, tasked with running the tag office. While that is a state function and is typically funded by fees, for several years the county has used property tax funds to support it. The county wants that to change. Other priorities include a request to replace the corrections funding formula, addressing the sales tax apportionment funding formula, and finally, the appraiser's office and rising property taxes. Commissioner Jim Howlett's optimistic that some of the county's platform will get approved.
I expect it'll be a very, very busy and active session, a very fast session, but I think we'll see something good come out of this year.
The Kansas legislature convenes on January 12, 2026. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A Wichita woman has pleaded guilty to a charge of involuntary manslaughter in a crash last year that killed a teen.
43-year-old Trisha Greer was scheduled for a jury trial in November in the death of 18-year-old Bethany Leggio and had initially pleaded not guilty at her June arraignment. However, during a motions hearing this past Tuesday, she entered a plea of guilty. The crash took place while Leggio was participating in a memorial for another teen who had died during an illegal street race on 55th South near Hoover Road days earlier. Sentencing was scheduled for January 9th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We had something happen in the NBA last night that hasn't happened since the days of Wilt Chamberlain. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Alabama is set to carry out a controversial execution. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News time now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Sedgwick County Environmental Resources is hosting a household hazardous waste collection event this Saturday from 9 to 1. Hazardous waste includes paint, batteries, motor oil, and household cleaners. Anyone can dispose of these products safely at no charge. The drop-off location will be at Spirit AeroSystems, K-15 and MacArthur in Lot P.
Alabama is set to carry out another execution using nitrogen gas, despite last-minute appeals questioning the method's humanity.
54-year-old Anthony Boyd is set to be executed Thursday at Holman Correctional Facility for the 1993 murder of Gregory Hughley in Talladega County. Prosecutors say that Hughley was kidnapped, bound, and set on fire all over a $200 drug debt. Boyd, who maintains his innocence, has spent nearly three decades on death row. His lawyers argue the nitrogen gas method causes conscious suffocation and violates the Constitution, but a federal judge has refused to block the execution. This will be Alabama's seventh nitrogen execution, the most of any state. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
In Paris, the Louvre is open again after Sunday's heist. As the museum's director admits, we failed.
Lining up to visit the Louvre, some still in shock.
What about the security? Considering how much money there is in the Louvre.
Yeah,
what happened
exactly.
to the security?
Others arriving with renewed fascination.
We're not typically museum individuals, but knowing that there had just been a heist has certainly increased the profile.
Meanwhile, museum director Laurence Descartes has admitted it was a failure when thieves stole jewels worth over $100 million. She said they didn't spot the crook's arrival in time, and the nearest external security camera didn't cover the break-in location. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A court in Michigan rules that chimpanzees don't have human rights.
The Michigan Court of Appeals rules chimpanzees are not considered humans and therefore the DeYoung Family Zoo in the state's Upper Peninsula will not have to defend the confinement of seven chimps. Earlier this month, an attorney for the so-called Non-Human Rights Project argued chimps are entitled to some of the same rights as humans. The appellate court, though, ruled the same as previous decisions, rejecting a potential exemption carved out for particularly intelligent animals. Tom Graham, Fox News.
So what about orangutans? Well, it could be the next case, huh?
That's for another court to decide.
I suppose so. 7:11 now, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic right now in Wichita. Real heavy traffic volumes out there, and we're starting to see it slow down in some of those regular places out there, that road construction up by the North Junction, especially that ramp from I-235 over to K-96, very narrow ramp in that road construction, so things starting to slow down there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Storm Team 12, Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen has the morning off.
Oh!
So I'm going to tell you about the weather this morning. Going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 70 degrees. Yesterday's high in Wichita was 78. 80% chance for rain tonight. Overnight, low 53. Ted says they're moving some ball games around because of that. Friday, cooler. 90% chance for rain. Tomorrow, a high of only 60 degrees. Now, partly cloudy, east wind at 12 miles per hour, 51 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. There's your weather. How about that?
You did a good job.
Okay. Yesterday's high was, what did I say, 78? That's not right. Yesterday's high was 71.
There you go.
Normal high 69, so I got that wrong. So I did the weather for Ross Jansen, and I got it wrong. That's why we have him. Maybe he'll be back next week. What do you think? It'll help me out. 49 years ago on this date, 49 years ago, 1976, really pretty song. If You Leave Me Now by Chicago hit number one on the pop singles chart.
Great song.
I love Chicago.
Great ballad.
Love Chicago. Okay. Birthdays today. Weird Al Yankovic.
Hey.
66. Was his parodies like a surgeon? Oh, whatever. Lots of surgeons.
I lost on Jeopardy.
Yeah. Funny guy.
Eat it.
Birthdays today. Other birthday. Johnny Carson's birthday. He was born in 1925.
Is that right?
On this day, it's right. And he died in 2005. Of course, the legendary host of The Tonight Show. Carson was the undisputed king of late nights from 1962 to 1992.
For decades. Yep.
3 decades.
He was a touchstone of America every night.
Stephen, 10 of the morning. And personal note, last night, my wife, St. Shelley, was in charge of the snacks and the refreshments for her Bunko Halloween party.
Oh. Hey now.
Okay, so there's like...
So what is that task and what does that
nine
entail?
9 or 10 women, okay?
Okay.
And she had, well, you've got cupcakes. We've got cupcakes. You've seen them. Cream cheese frosting. Did you see the intricate wrapper on
the
that?
Outside is like, it's like a very intricate lace.
Yeah.
And it kind of looks like a wrought iron gate.
Yeah,
and then you get that off, and then you've got this shiny orange cupcake tin.
Yeah.
Not the cheap stuff. This is fancy.
So she had these little cups that had pudding in them.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And what else? She had these bags with chips in them and just all kinds of frou-frou stuff. And I had to go in and help her take it over to this lady's house.
Quite an effort.
There was like 6 boxes of goodies. Anyway.
So then you got the carrot cake cupcake. There's about an inch of cream cheese frosting on top. And then there's this little confection on top. It's some sort of little maple leaf.
Thing, yeah.
It tastes like maple. Oh, my gosh.
So, anyway, she took that over. I guess she told me early this morning it was a hit. So.
What kind of pudding was it? Was it butterscotch?
Oh, I don't know.
The fall?
Do you think I got a chance to put
no, I didn't. Apparently not.
No chance for the pudding. Anyway.
Boy, it sounds like quite the endeavor.
Oh, it's a huge party. There's wild women at the Bunko there. They get together and play that Bunko game, once a month or something like
okay.
that?
Okay.
So
good.
You're making pretty good friends, so I don't care. That's good.
Sounds like they're having a grand old time.
Grand old time.
I like eating some nice vittles.
Have you got any birthdays today? No? Oh, I just gave you one.
Well,
I gave you Weird
sports.
Al.
I do have sports, but I'll have them in sports.
I gave you Weird Al, which, you know, I thought that guy is highly amusing. Has he done anything lately?
Yeah, he continues
still
to tour.
Still thing?
Put out
stuff. Ways
to
go. And Johnny Carson, who was talking about late night TV when I was growing up, if I didn't have to get up and go to school in the morning, like every Friday night, I'd be watching Johnny Carson because I just loved what he was doing. All those great guests, the big time, and loved Johnny Carson.
Me too.
I just thought he was the greatest. So his birthday. I had a birthday as a personal person or a acquaintance of mine. Diane Valier Klein is having a birthday today. You don't know who Diane Valier Klein is, but she sits very near to you at all the Shocker games, basketball games. She's got seats over there pretty close.
Oh, very nice.
Diane, is a 1968 graduate of Madonna High School out west. And for many years, she happened to be my next door neighbor. Yeah, it was, she had 2 brothers, Rob and Mike. And of course, we were all playing ball out there all the time. And she'd come out and be part of the game. She could play some wiffle ball, you know, shoot some baskets. It's a nice lady. Diane.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Diane Valier Klein. 7:16, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And it's time for sports again. Here's Ted Woodward.
All right. I'm going to take a look at soccer. It's a good time to be in soccer right now at Cowley College. Men and women. The Cali women are ranked 7th in the nation. They went on the road last night at Dodge City 5-0. They have not lost yet this season. 10-0-4 on the season for the Cali women.
Wow.
Ranked 7th in the nation. The Cali men in soccer ranked number 5 in the nation. And they got a huge win, beating 12th-ranked Dodge City on the road 3-1 last night. The Cali men are 9-1-1 on the season. and ranked in the top five in the nation. So it's a good fall to be involved in Cali College on the soccer front right now. And the Hutchinson Community College women's soccer team is ranked 19th in the nation. They won at home, beat Garden City 5-0. Hutchinson women's soccer team 11-2-3 on the season. All right, Steve, last night, opening night in the NBA for many teams, and we had something that hasn't happened in a long time. The opening season opener last night for the Philadelphia 76ers, they were on the road in Boston taking on the Celtics, and it was the debut for the Sixers for their top draft pick, B.J. Edgecombe, who only played 1 year at Baylor. He was the Big 12 Conference Player of the Year as a freshman. And he only played 1 year of college ball, and he moved on to the NBA, where he was the number 3 overall draft pick by the 76ers. So last night he made his NBA debut. Okay. How'd things go? 34 points in his first NBA game.
Whoa.
Most points in an NBA debut since Wilt Chamberlain 66 years ago.
Wilt the Stilt.
Wilt, the former Kansas Jayhawk. Yeah. So, and Edgecombe's last night, 34 points, third most all-time in the NBA in your first game. How about that?
Did he miss a shot?
Yeah, he was like 50% from the field.
Oh.
I think something like that. Yeah, man, dude. B.J. Edgecombe making his first game in the NBA look pretty easy with 34 points as the 76ers won that game in Boston. Another NBA action last night, season opener for the New York Knicks in Madison Square Garden. The Knicks beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 119-111. Coming off the bench for the Knicks, former Wichita State Shocker Landry Shamet. He made the most of his 14 minutes with 9 points, a couple of rebounds, made a couple of threes, and a perfect 3-for-3 at the free throw line. The former Shocker Landry Shamet helping the New York Knicks to a season opening win in the Garden last night. Happy birthday today to the first ever coach of the Wichita Thunder hockey team, Gary Fay. NHL veteran Gary Fay is 70 years old today.
You know Gary.
I met Gary very briefly.
I worked with him for a time. He is a knucklehead. There's no doubt about it. But he knows his hockey.
Yeah.
He does.
Played in the NHL.
He's a fun guy.
He's the first ever head coach of the Wichita Thunder. It's his birthday today. Gary Fay is 70 years old today. Here's another good birthday. How about Kendall Gammon?
Oh, boy.
Wichita native. He is 57 years old today. Played football for the Rose Hill Rockets. And in college, he played for the Gorillas at Pittsburgh State. Won a national championship there.
Yeah.
And then he played 15 years in the National Football League with the Pittsburgh Steelers, the New Orleans Saints, and his final 7 seasons with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Was he a long snapper?
Where he was the center and the long snapper.
For all those years,
mm-hmm.
because that's a tough job.
Yeah, that kept him in the league.
You're throwing
a
pass
time
between your legs about 15 yards, and it's got to be right on the money.
And Mitch Holthus always would tell us how Kendall Gammon, every time he snapped it, perfect rotation. The guy was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, into broadcasting?
Yeah, he spent several years on the radio crew for the Chiefs after his playing days, too. So how about that? You go from Rose Hill to Pittsburgh State to the NFL.
Mm.
Kendall Gammon, Wichita native. It's his birthday. He is 57 years old today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. A safe, healing environment. They have caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center. They improve the lives they touch. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Oztoberfest, the deeply copper-colored German-style lager that will make you click your heels, grab your stein, and follow the copper brick road to the land of Oztoberfest. Wichita Brewing Company. That's pizza and beer made here.
Did you write that copy?
No, the good folks at WBC wrote that.
Excellent.
I know, it's very clever.
Very good.
Yeah, it's good.
Keep
stuff.
It here for a house call for health. Children are going outside less. That's according to a new poll. That's coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on this Thursday morning. 51 degrees. Two new satellite tag offices have opened in Sedgwick County, allowing people to schedule appointments days or even weeks ahead. County Treasurer Brandy Bailey says the changes that have been put in place seem to be working.
Right before we opened, we were seeing lines of 150, 200 people outside the doors before we opened the doors in the morning. Yesterday and this morning, we had maybe 35. People are getting in the lines. They're getting in the queues. The appointment times being expanded out further has allowed more people the ability to get those appointments. The additions of the two satellite locations has allowed us to put those people in places.
Bailey says another satellite location in the eastern part of the county is expected to be operational by early November.
New projects announced to improve Kansas highways. 9 projects announced yesterday. Total investment of $442 million for road improvements and infrastructure. The mayor of Lindsborg, Clark Schultz, spoke about the project affecting his town.
This investment means a lot to our residents. It shows that when smaller communities speak up, their voices are heard. This project will create a more functional and welcoming entrance from Interstate 135 and make travel smoother and more reliable for everyone.
And Sedgwick County, also part of the areas receiving improvements.
The Russian military's been training for nuclear war under President Putin's watchful eye.
Russia's so-called nuclear triad has been put through its paces. Land, sea, and air-based nuclear-capable missiles have all been test-launched. The Kremlin tells us the drills were designed to hone the skills of nuclear command structures. President Vladimir Putin is pictured at the heart of things, monitoring events from a large white table with his defense minister and chief of military staff on video link. And while this follows the White House abandoning plans for Presidents Trump and Putin to meet and talk potential peace in Ukraine, Moscow insists these exercises were scheduled long ago. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
President Trump says he's considering importing beef from Argentina to help with meat prices in the United States. But cattle ranchers are pushing back, hoping he changes his mind.
After saying he might increase beef imports from Argentina, the president wrote that American cattle farmers are doing so well because of his tariffs on Brazil, but that he's still worried about the cost of meat for consumers. Trent Simmons, a partner at his family's S2 ranch in Texas, told the Fox News Rundown podcast, as costs to run a farm have skyrocketed, the price they're getting for cattle is finally getting better.
That's now getting to a level that a rancher or farmer can create a margin.
Simmons says he would want the president to understand how hard it is on those who aren't one of the big four meatpacking companies.
USDA restrictions on slaughter and butchering that make it so hard for regional butchers and slaughterhouses to open around the country are exacerbating that problem as well.
Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Tesla is recalling thousands of vehicles because they may lose power.
The problem's a battery pack defect in nearly 13,000 Teslas. 2025 Model 3 and 2026 Model Y vehicles are getting recalled. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the cars may lose the ability to accelerate while driving, and that can raise the risk of a crash. So far, Tesla's identified 36 warranty claims and 26 field reports linked to the issue, but it's not aware of any collisions or injuries. The EV maker will replace the impacted battery pack for free. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Today promises to be the last decent day for a while. Increasing clouds, southeast wind 10 to 20 and a high of 70. Becoming cloudy this evening. Showers and storms likely after 10 o'clock. Overnight low 54. Storms on Friday morning, then a light rain or drizzle in the afternoon. Much cooler, high 59. Rain Saturday morning, then cloudy and 58 in the afternoon. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now partly cloudy. East wind to 12 miles per hour. 51 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, 7:34. It's October 23rd on this day, 24 years ago, 2001. Apple debuted the first iPod. With the new century, a new device, the iPod, introduced 24 years ago on this date.
Yeah, I was still chugging along with my Walkman.
Yeah, well. You can catch up.
Good enough for me.
To catch up with the changing times. Now, are you ready for a little bit of a controversy? There are always different ways to look at everything, right?
Of course.
According to a new survey, 61% of Americans, 61%, say the grilled cheese is their favorite sandwich.
Hmm.
You believe that, 61%?
Yes.
Wow.
I guess I'm in the minority on that.
Uh, I, I'm thinking I'm going.
I enjoy a good grilled cheese.
Yeah, I'm going maybe a BLT for me, but get this: a whopping 75% of people don't feel confident that they're an expert at making grilled cheese.
I don't think you have to be. It's not that hard.
It's not that difficult, really. But here you go. Here are some stats about our grilled cheese preferences. 71% of people say buttering the bread delivers the best crisp on the outside. So do you butter the bread or do you melt the butter and stick the bread in it?
I think you can do either one.
Either one. I don't have a preference there, but 71% say they like to butter the bread.
Yeah, first. You should probably butter the bread before you get it in there.
12% swear by mayo. Does that mean they use mayonnaise?
A little mayo on there. Yeah, I would be.
I put
that.
Mayo on the inside, but not the outside.
On the inside, yeah. Some do it on the outside.
Okay. 68% say the perfect grilled cheese includes more than one cheese.
I would agree with that.
Although cheddar seems like a must. And 43% prefer white bread, but others like sourdough, multigrain, and brioche. Sourdough sounds good. I've never done that.
It does sound good.
All right, so what's your grilled cheese? What are your ingredients, Ted? What are you doing?
I don't know. I think we just described it.
I like white bread.
Yeah.
Mayo.
Yeah.
On the inside.
A little mayo.
I like a strong cheese like a Colby or something.
Oh, I just bought Colby at the store yesterday. I love Colby cheese.
Yeah, here's one that I bet a lot of people don't. I put pickles on mine. You put pickles on
it? I do not.
Okay. I love it that way. All right. I haven't had grilled cheese. Maybe I'll go home and see if I can make a grilled cheese sandwich today. You see, you heard that poll a while ago that, not surprising, kids are not going outside anymore.
Really?
It's a trend that's been going on for several years now.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go out, and we don't, my
kids
block.
Are on their devices more and more.
Of course, my block you got, I'm thinking, on my side of the street, on the south side of the street there, I don't think there's one child. Under the age of there's college age kids at, down the block or next door too. They're college age. No young kids. None. Zero. Zippo. None. Across the street, there's maybe two or three. I never see them outside. They never, never go out there. You see them out there just hanging out, doing anything in the great outdoors. It's a shame. It's a shame. But, once it goes back to parents, you got to get them out. Get them up, kick them in the fanny and get them out there. Of course, now, this survey also had some other things with it, Ted, like a lot of parents are not confident that they want their kids out in their neighborhoods running around anymore by themselves.
Sad.
You know, even in the suburbs where you'd think it'd be a little safer. Yeah. And I understand that. But, my kids growing up over there in Riverside, they get on their bikes and the way they would go and they wouldn't be back. But that was a different day.
I think times have changed.
Different day at a different time, I guess. But, so there are reasons why the kids aren't getting out. Of course, they're all, as you said, they're all putting the screen time in, too. What did you do when you were a kid? I mean,
I'm like you. Me and my brothers were constantly outside playing wiffle ball or Nerf football or shooting hoops.
There you go. Those were the three.
Yeah.
Wiffle ball or, or shooting hoops or playing some yard football. That's where you learn to tackle without pads on.
You were outside. Yeah, we were outside all the time.
Yeah, I can remember going out in the summertime, especially. I mean, we wouldn't eat breakfast. We'd get out the door while the sun's coming up, and not be back inside until the sun went down, and be out doing something outside all the time. Good for your health. Good for your kids' health. So there you go.
But like you said, we didn't have phones. We didn't have devices. You went outside and played.
Nothing
That's what you did.
You played. You go out and play. 7:38 now, Stephen's head of the morning here on KNSS. And we were talking earlier about Johnny Carson, who was the king of disputed late night TV from 62 until 1992. Guy's from Nebraska. And he grew up, he liked magic.
Yes, he was
he loved magic and sleight of hand and all that kind of stuff.
Amateur magician.
And then he got into, when he got into network TV, it was a game show host.
Yes, that was his forte at the beginning.
Do you remember any of the games he did? He had a couple of very obscure games he did. And how he got that, there was a biography out a few years ago, and I picked this biography up and thought, damn, this is going to be great. Johnny Carson. It was awful. I mean, it gave nothing about Johnny Carson. It was all about this guy's theory of why Johnny Carson was popular. And it, you know, it's, hey, tell me about him and Ed McMahon getting into a fist fight.
Exactly.
Tell me about his golf game with Frank Sinatra.
Right.
And this guy just, it was a bestseller. It just missed. It was just awful.
Yeah, just throw that in the trash.
Yeah. And I wanted to give me something about his, you know, when he was a kid, when he was growing up like there, up there in Nebraska, things like that. But yeah, the guy was fascinating to me. They say, you know, there's another thing, this, one of the guy's personality. Well, he was, you know, he was aloof and, you know, and this, all this other crud about him. He was just a guy who didn't get close to other people.
No, nope,
he's from the Midwest. We don't do that. You know, we don't come out there and start kissing you on the face when we see you. So anyway, I just celebrated together. I just thought the guy was a great talent. Of course, his personal life wasn't that great. I don't think he was a good dad, very good dad. He was, four kids. He got married 7 times or something. But on the other hand.
On the air.
On the end. When that light went on.
Yep.
He came out and did that monologue. What was expert about, if you've never seen it, I mean, most of you that are listening probably have, but if you've ever seen it, he did a monologue for, 4 or 5 minutes?
Longer than that. Yeah, it's probably about 10 minutes.
But these jokes would, every now and then, I think they wrote bad jokes into it.
Yeah.
So that he would just.
So that there would be a bomb.
There'd be a bomb, and then he could come on with his look.
Then he would ad-lib. And the audience was laughing even harder during that part.
Great entertainers, Johnny Carson.
Or you'd pull down the boom mic.
Attention, K-Market shoppers, blue light special. Yeah.
All right. It was his birthday today. He was born in 1925. 7:41, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Toys R Us making a comeback.
Oh, really?
Yes. We'll find out more with Kirk Sebanoff of the Wichita Business Journal coming up.
Kirk is here. Kirk is not here. What is? It's great.
Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 7:46 here on a Thursday morning. Three big things. Trump administration says the U.S. has taken out a 9th boat believed to be smuggling drugs to the U.S.
2.
A man is killed in a workplace accident near downtown Wichita.
1.
Day 23 of the government shutdown, still no solution. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volume still pretty heavy out there, and we're seeing some fairly heavy traffic right now. Southbound on I-135 up by the North Junction, as well as that ramp from northbound I-235 over to eastbound K-96. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 70 degrees. 80% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 53. Then on Friday, cooler with a 90% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 60 degrees. Now partly cloudy. East wind at 12 miles per hour. 51 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Toys R Us is making a comeback. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Sebanoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. And yes, it's making a comeback in Wichita. Toys R Us closed all of its locations nationally in 2018 after filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Now the retailer is making a return with 8 permanent stores and 20 holiday shops. And Wichita will be home to one of the permanent stores. Town East Square will be home to Toys R Us and expects to be open by Black Friday, which is November 28th. It will take the former Forever 21 space on the lower level near Dillard's. Toys R Us was formerly across Kellogg and Rock at Eastgate Mall and had a West Side location outside Town West. The retailer has been mainly online only since then until this week's announcement. We wish the retailer well, but no, it will not have the same kind of Sebanoff spending enjoyed 20 years ago because kids grow up. A global HVAC company has laid off about 200 workers at its Wichita plant. Bosch Home Comfort Group at 3600 North Santa Fe is doing the layoffs. It was formerly home to Johnson Controls before that global company sold to German-based Bosch 2 months ago for $8.1 billion. Johnson Controls employed about 1,500 workers in Wichita before the sale. An area of Wichita ranks very highly on a real estate website's list of the hottest zip codes where buyer interest is strongest and homes are selling the fastest. The zip code is 67212, which is west and northwest Wichita, and includes neighborhoods such as West Link, Country Acres, Rolling Hills, Meadowview, Orchard Park, and Orchard Breeze. It's 33rd nationally for hottest zips. As of Wednesday, it had 122 homes for sale with a median listing price of $250,000, according to Realtor.com. Three other Wichita zips also fared well in the national rankings, 67205 in far northwest Wichita, 67226 in far northeast and Bel Air, and 67219 in north Wichita along either side of 135. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Kirk, I'm sure you're not aware of this, but my boyhood home is located in the 67212 zip code.
Mm. Does it have a plaque outside signifying it was your boyhood home?
There is nothing that you would never know that I had grown up in this home. It looks just as normal as could be, like at home in a Brady Bunch or something, you know?
If they put it on the market, apparently it would go pretty fast, according to this survey.
Well, if people knew, there would probably be some traffic problems.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Along that street out there. It's in the 800 block of Peterson, by the way, if you like to go by. Okay?
Yep.
Who were you talking about a minute ago that had 1,500 employees? Was that Bosch, or who is it?
That was Johnson Controls before it became Bosch 2 months ago. I'm not sure what the employee level is now, but they're laying off 200. So, you know, basic math would say it's a little more than an eighth of the company.
Bosch is those people who make the dishwashers and appliances and so forth?
Right. And they had an HVAC facility here.
Okay.
You know, making air conditioners.
By the way, our business is brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. Mr. Electric will help you plug into one of those Bosch appliances there, right? Okay, let's see. What else? You're talking about Toys R Us. I mean, you made a good point. Your kids are grown now, but maybe your grandkids will need to be.
We'll be back there for grandkids. Amazing to think about.
Shelly and I spent a ton at the Toys R Us. They always had a great selection of games, board games and things like that. And, I don't know to what I bought. So maybe a couple of gifts for my grandkids there as well. But that's interesting. If you go into bankruptcy, you think, well, that's the end of that one. But obviously they've done something to reorganize their debt and so forth. They're coming back out. So I think that's a good deal. Great.
I think it's pretty amazing they're going to be open by Black Friday, too. That's, you know, it's a month and 5 days away.
Yeah, they got to hurry up and get the paint on the wall and get going there. Okay. That probably do. You know, we could probably get some holiday work out there, Ted, and Toys R Us. Maybe demonstrating the Slinky or something like that.
They're going up faster than those hail repair roofers.
Oh, those guys are everywhere.
Wow, they go up fast.
You think they'll have a Slinky out there at the Toys R Us?
There may not be room for the Slinky in that store. It's not going to be as big as the old one across the way.
Do you even know what a Slinky is?
I do know what a Slinky is. How dare you, sir?
It's a coil of wire that will do nothing except go downstairs.
I hear it's a wonderful toy.
Yeah. Really? Okay, what are we going to celebrate today? How about National Boston Cream Pie Day? It's a yellow butter cake filled with custard or cream, topped with chocolate glaze. Why is it called a pie when it actually is a cake? I don't know. Who cares? It's delicious.
And, of course, the big connection with the Business Journal, that was the late Bill Roy's favorite confection.
I didn't realize that.
We talked about it with him every year on Boston Cream
Pie. Boston Cream Pie Day.
Loved a good hearty piece of Boston Cream Pie.
Yeah.
The great late Bill Roy.
Yeah. Give him a piece of that Boston Cream Pie and let him sit in front of Blazing Saddles and there you go.
He's all ready to go.
He would be ready to go.
Yep. Former editor at the Business Show.
Yeah. We miss Bill.
Yeah, we do.
All right.
So enjoy a piece of Boston Cream Pie for Bill Roy today.
There you go. And Kirk, what about, have you got any football plans? Because, high school football could be a little weird here for the next couple of nights with the weather and so forth. You going to go out and watch the games?
Yeah, I don't get out and watch many games anymore. And, you know, back in my old days, I sat in the office and waited for scores to come in. So I went out to East High games while my daughter was in high school, but really haven't since then.
Sit in the office.
I'll be watching the World Series Friday.
Sit in the office and wait for school.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Let's go back 33 or 34 years ago, and Kirk was sitting there waiting for me to call in with a high school score from somewhere.
In the exciting world of journalism. Yes. All right. Thank you, sir.
I would call and he would go, "Who is this?"
You should have had a code of some sort. All right, thank you, guys. Coming up 8 o'clock, and we have some great things planned for you in the 8 o'clock hour with Stephen Ted. Stay with us. We'll have the latest on efforts to reopen the government. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll certainly take a look at what's going on in sports, including something that happened 10 years ago on this night.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus, see what you like from that.
Plus, entertainment news. The Blur is coming up.
Yes, we'll get you all our entertainment news in the Blur. It's good stuff. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.